Okay. Really, as far as injuries go, there aren't any. Moses had to come out, but he was okay. There wasn't any problem there. Proud of our team and the way they handled themselves today. Everybody contributed. All three phases were important phases today. Offense started off, and then the defense with the three turnovers finished it, which was important. We had a nice 14-play drive in the fourth quarter offensively that was important as far as taking some of the time off the clock. A couple touchdowns on turnovers. And listen, I'm very proud of John Harbaugh. So this isn't the easiest victory that I've been involved with. So he's been dealt some heavy cards here, man, with injuries. And sometimes you do your finest coaching job when that takes place for whatever crazy reason. And he's been unbelievable. He and his staff have been unbelievable. They are shallow in a lot of spots there, and the guys have stepped up and played. Played hard. Nobody's given up, and I know from the other side what they presented us kept us on our toes. So my hat's off to he and his staff for what they've done, and there are better days ahead there. So when everybody gets back and healthy, time's yours.
Andy, you ever coach a team that has been so good at when the opponent makes a mistake, whether it's a turnover, not converting on a fourth down, committing a penalty that allows you to extend a drive, that you guys capitalize on that so frequently?
Yeah, it's unique. It's a unique team that way. And again, my hat's off to our guys. They take advantage of the opportunity. They've done that really all year, taking advantage of opportunities that are presented to them. We still got to clean up some things. We've got a lot of room to improve, and we'll be right back to the drawing board. We know we got a tough Cleveland team coming in, so we got to get ourselves ready on a on kind of a short week with Christmas involved and everything there.
What is it about this team? What's the quality that allows it to do that, to take advantage of
things? Yeah, listen, I think they feel opportunity, and so they just the focus there is tremendous when those things happen. I like to tell you we've gone over every situation, but somewhere probably in camp we did. But I would just say the attitude there is, it's just the guys, they understand that, and they do it. I mean, that's the main thing. You can talk about it all you want, but they do it.
What's been the most impressive thing about this 8-game streak, knowing what you went through early in the year, and getting to where you want to get to eventually at the end of this thing?
Yeah, so we're not near where we need to be. We've got a lot of room to improve. So, but we were playing a lot of young guys at one time. We were playing more young guys than anybody in the league, and early in the season. And it's been kind of fun to watch their maturation process. It's been kind of neat seeing Eric Berry go from kind of just playing to now playing at such a high level. we got Smitty back in there at corner, and it took him a couple games to warm up after the suspension. So it's been good to see his attitude and the way he's approached it. And it's important right now that you stay focused at this time of the year. So it really, we dug ourselves such a hole. It really doesn't matter. We're just barely crossing 500 here by a couple games. So we got to keep our concentration and focus exactly right and keep improving.
In the second half in particular, you guys seemed to be a little more conservative offensively than we're used to seeing. Was that because of the lead, or were you just trying to run the clock? What were you guys doing in the second half? What was the philosophy there?
Well, we were trying to score touchdowns, really. I mean, really, when you look at it, we didn't feel comfortable that any lead was good enough. I mean, that's just not and that's the attitude you've got to have. I thought we ran the ball probably a little bit better that second half, in particular that last drive. We stalled there the first few series, like the first three series, and then able to put together that fourth quarter 14-play drive. And I thought it was just a good mix of things that were going on. The guys settled down, and we didn't have quite as much penetration up front. There was a little bit of penetration early. We fixed that, and it just worked out better.
I know the touchdown came in like a heavy formation for you guys, a power run play. You run a lot of formations, but I don't remember that kind of being one that you turned to in that situation. How much has the Lions play over the last month or so really kind of giving you the confidence to call something like that?
Yeah, they're playing well. It seems like we have one new guy in there per week, but the guy steps up and plays. I mean, this week it was Zach in there. He's played guard. He's played center. You know, he's played both sides on the guard from the guard position. So, you know, my hat's off to him. And, you know, the guys are playing well. They're growing up before us, and that's it's hard to finish a season strong in this league without a solid offensive line, and so they're gaining their confidence at the right time.
And now that you have a chance to coach him for a full year, what does Marcus Peters bring to you guys that maybe you didn't have last year or in the past?
Yeah, well, listen, he's a good player. And then cocky is not the word. Confident, I'd tell you, is the word. Competitive probably is a better, better word to go with that. And he never thinks he's out of a play. And he's got to challenge people around him. He's not afraid to do that. And he gets mad at himself if he doesn't make a play, if somebody makes one on him. But he fixes it. It's not one where he gets mad and he completely loses his focus. He is mad and then comes back and makes a better play.
Is that an individual thing, or is that the kind of thing that maybe rubs off on other guys?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it does. I think if you talk to the other guys, they'll tell you that they feel him. They trust him out there. Is he going to give up a play here or there? Does he continue to need work on his fundamentals and techniques? Yeah, well, I mean, that he needs to do. But the players have confidence in him out there, and they know that he's going to bring it every snap. So he's a coach's kid. His dad was a big-time high school coach in Oakland there, and so he's grown up around it, and he's a smart kid, and he's tough.
What happened to your Hail Mary defense?
Yeah, you know what? And we brought five. So, I mean, we did that deal, and Zombo was about an inch close to eliminating that whole thing, and we got to go back. We work that thing every week, and we got to go back and work our box outs on it. That number 11, by the way, is a heck of a player here. And this guy, I saw him after the game and told him that. That guy, he's a good player. Not just on that play, but just in general. He's a good football player.
Couple more.
You wanted to throw that challenge flag.
I did throw it. I'm a little slow, though. Doggone.
It turned out
all right. Sometimes that happens. I think I would have been right on it, though. Doggone.
Andy, when you were at your low point of the season, record-wise, did you envision something of this magnitude even being possible?
Yeah, listen, we just put our head down. We try to do that every week, and put our head down and get to work. I mean, and I kept mentioning to the guys here that guys that are writers that I like the football team. I like the makeup of it, even during that time. I mean, we have some character guys. It was just winning and losing in this league is a very small margin between it. And so, I felt like we were close, but you got to do it. And the guys rallied. Got a good locker room, though.
Last one.
Yeah, he's playing good football. I mean, you know, he's playing good football, and you got to give him credit for that. Coming back off of what he did, pretty significant injury at his age, and he goes out every day and does this thing. He does it in practice. He does it in games.